tuned into the podcast show about nothing. Frank coming at you here live from the southeast, the state of Mississippi, doing our four-city tour, shows on the road. Came back fresh from our break just a couple of days ago. After Mississippi, we're going to New Jersey, then New York, and then finishing up the show in Washington, D.C. Hope you join us for the entire tour. Trying to do the whole Charlie Sheen thing, I suppose. Doing a fifth of his undertaking, as we discussed yesterday, but that's okay because we're having a ton of fun. So this is Frank once again. Hope you're doing great. Taking a break, hiatus from San Diego. We do miss it, but it's nice to be on the road traveling about a bit. So big news topic today. A lot going on in D.C., or shall we say a lot about to not be going on in D.C. with a potential shutdown looming. We're going to go over that and tell you what that means, at least how we see it. Very limited research was done to bring this show to you. It's going to be a little shorter than normal. It is a Friday. We want to get out here early, but we hope to bring you a little bit of information to take back home. So government shutdown, what does that mean? Well, it basically means that Boehner, and the guy from Arizona or Nevada, wherever he's from, can't come to an agreement with their parties on a budget. So if Washington, D.C. doesn't have a budget, that means the federal government doesn't run. Now, they have two types of services they are describing, essential and non-essential. So, non-essentials, military, police, security, obviously, the president still gets his pay. One thing that I find very funny is that the House of Representatives and the Senate and all those guys, the legislative body, they're considered essential. So they still get paid regardless of what they decide. Now, that may not be a conflict of interest, but it does sound odd that the guys making the rules have themselves classified as essential, so they still get paid, but the, quote, non-essential services will be shut down. The government will be at a standstill. Now, what we need to think about is, what is necessarily a non-essential function? Because as a lot of people see it, there's a lot of non-essential stuff in the government. So, what can we learn from this is let it shut down and figure out how well we run. If everything's still going, then there you go. It seems like we're not going to collapse into a grave as a country. But you do have some things that do need to be funded. Personally, I think that the museums are one of those. Because if the museum's open, then tourists still come to town, which means they still spend money, which goes into the local economy. Ah, but therein lies the problem. You see, D.C. is a federal district, which means everything from your garbage to the schools to the museums to the everything, the transit, it's all based on the federally mandated budget because it's a federal district. So, again, it really doesn't matter what you classify because the place won't run. Unless you're a firefighter or a cop, then you're good to go, because those are essential services. Although last time I was in D.C., and previous times before, there's about 3,000 cops per square block standing around, not producing a whole lot of return for the union salary they're most likely receiving. So, D.C. is a very fun place, or very funny, I guess you could say. We're going to be there, though, in a few days, right after our New Jersey and New York stop, where we will talk more on this subject and get some insight from people that know a hell of a lot more about it than we do. So, we'll come back with that a little later in the show. But right now, Major League Baseball scores from yesterday, April 7th. Boston Red Sox lost to the Cleveland Indians 1-0. Houston Astros defeated the Cincinnati Reds 3-2. Oakland over Toronto 2-1. New York Yankees over Minnesota 4-3. Colorado over Pittsburgh 7-1. Atlanta loses to Milwaukee 4-2. Tampa falls to the Chicago White Sox 5-1. And the Phillies blast the New York Mets 11-0. Detroit bows to the Baltimore Orioles 9-5. And the Nationals bring down some shutdown legislation to Florida. Today you got the Bo Sox playing the Yankees, Rangers playing the Orioles at Baltimore. And the Houston Astros are playing the Marlins, with the Marlins in town for a visiting fishing trip. A couple more games coming up. That is MLB Scores. You're listening to Frank on the podcast show about nothing. All thoughts. All thoughts.
Thank you.
That was Cut Copy from the new album Zone of Scope. You're listening to Frank Live on the podcast show About Nothing. Coming here live from the Southeast. It's going to wrap up the show for today. Remember, government shutdown's coming. So let's keep on establishing what those essential and non-essential services of the federal government are. It's currently 11:45 a.m. in the Central Time Zone in the state of Mississippi. The four-city tour, New Jersey and New York next, ending it in Washington, D.C. If we can get there, everything may not even be operating. May have to hitchhike it from the airport. Maybe that's a non-essential service. Who knows what's on the budget up there? It's so grossly fat and a mixed bag of tricks, it seems. So again, we have just a few more hours. The countdown's begun. At midnight tonight, federal government may be taking a sabbatical. You've been listening to the podcast show About Nothing Live. As always, this is Frank, signing off.